I thought.
That, in fact, Gentleman had reduced Shakespeare's seven ages of man to four. There was the age at which one could legally buy drink, and at that age, 18, it was a lager. One got married, one was comfortable, had a warm kitchen with an auger. You then went to the stage where you tended to reminisce a lot about what had happened, and that was saga. Then there's the last little bit, which is gaga. And I must say, what I heard, there was a trace of gaga earlier on on the matter of the books. Anyway, I must thank Godfrey Stafford for putting me into this team with Brandt and the splendid time we did have. I was a auspicious start, you know. Sometimes one's wife is a bit worried, but her attitude is, it's nearly halfway to Athens. that would be a good thing. And we had a fine time with that theme line. It wasn't just the particles that were produced, it's the people who gathered around it as well. Leon Lederman, who, since we want ties, his motto is, no news is good news. And we then had one of the first hydrogen bubble chambers in this league used with beam. And later still, Amaldi said, would you mind if somebody set up behind you and just use the stray particles you're not using? I'm sure they'll bother. It gets a bit stuck, perhaps it might give you a little help. He said, yes, of course. You will find he is not altogether stupid. He's turned out to be Carlo Rubio. Yes. And it was exciting. I mean, they'd just got the electron decay of the time that's on. The PS and protons had just completed one orbit satisfactorily. John Adams said, at least there's a hole all the way around. And that, yes. Things were actually sticking with that theme line, things were short, because it would disappear for a few days at a time, because it had to go over to the PS, because they hadn't got a quadrupole to make a beam line with, which, when you look at the preparations for the Large Hadron Collector, things have certainly changed a very great deal. And we, I think all of us got, for the first time, getting used to the idea of working 12-hour shifts, that the accelerator available for 20,000 a day, we worked for 12, handed over, they worked for 12, we came back. Trouble is, you tended to take an extra 2 hours to explain why the hell you hadn't got anywhere in the last 12 hours. And that couldn't tell them. And it is remarkable how well our tempers held during that time. What I thought was a compliment in those days, and I have realized it had a certain edge to it. I, just after the start of the Varga age, at the age of 19, I had started doing research and continued. So I had this amount of age on my side. So I was sort of sounding off about why can't somebody do this, that, or the other. One of the junior members said, you're the professional, we're only the amateurs. Towards the end of our association, that had changed quite considerably. There were slight worries. I mean, France rode a motorbike, made the excellent worrying discovery from a Swiss policeman that if there is any sort of contact between two people, there is the guilty party and there is the half-guilty party who should have dodged. Which is a silly way of looking at things. Anyway, where am I? Yes, it was good tonight.
Yeah, I got over that as a compliment and realised that we learnt so much from each other. There were side lads again from France. The other thing he might do, which might spoil the whole physics programme, was going rock climbing on the Salève with Mike Pence. But he never came to any disaster. Claimed he made, you know, in those days one didn't, earlier days, one didn't necessarily fly between continents. I don't know how many times he had sailed a ship between Britain and South Africa. But they had this thing of a sort of lottery sweepstake as to how many miles the ship would have sailed in the last 24 hours. And France, looking at the previous day and the wind and the weather, and he seemed to know something about the temperature of the seaboard, he could make much better than average guesses. Claims he made money out of this. On his references with Afrikaans and English, he gave us the impression, really, that he didn't think the Afrikaans language was any sort of civilized tongue. He had one short quotation, which is, "Hamlet, I am my father's ghost." Now, all of you forgive my Afrikaans pronunciation, but it comes out as, "Omelette ibini papa spook." So, there's one picture I have in the spring of 61, just before we were coming home. My daughter was six and we were in a chalet in Verdier. France was staying with us and he suddenly looked at the children, my daughter, and said, "You don't know about pounds, shillings and pence, do you?" And she said, "No." And he produced a vast amount of pounds, shillings and pence, and they played shopkeeper and customer for about 2 hours. I think she learned in those 2 hours more than she would have learned in 2 years of primary school. So he was a wonderful teacher at all ages. Yes. And, you know, I'm very much at the time when it's so nice to get people's Christmas cards, and every time you say to yourself, "Look, we must do something about this, get together again," and then, well, you know, they don't arrive. That's all over. It's very sad. Thank you.